Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As we approach Pesach, how do we remain innovative within the Jewish Pesach rituals and reflect on what happened at the same time on October the 7th until now? Joining us on the line just to unpack this and look a bit deeper into the issue, Rabbi Ari Kivman, who's the owner and senior service director for the Chabad's Goodness and Kindness Center at the Sandton Shul. Rabbi, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon, Michael. Good afternoon to all the listeners. So good to be with you this wonderful afternoon once again.
Oh, great to have you on board, Rabbi. And yes, thanks for taking the time to join us to discuss the approach of Pesach. This will be the first Pesach now being celebrated and commemorated, you could say, during this horrific war that's taking place in Israel. So celebrating Pesach this year in the midst of this war on terror. From your perspective, Rabbi, how should the community approach Pesach this year?
Thank you. It's a great question you're asking, Michael. And the truth is, Pesach, we've been celebrating it for 3,300 and what is it, 36 years already this year, right? The Exodus story happened in the year 1313 before the Common Era, and 2448 since creation. And essentially, Pesach celebrates our independence of the Jewish nation. We celebrate our emancipation from persecution. So in the most difficult situations that Jews have ever been, and during the, so many stories of during the Holocaust, or during the Spanish Inquisition, and during the First World War, and so many other difficult times that we've endured, and we have survived and we've thrived. So Pesach needs to be celebrated. We need to remember who we are and celebrate this holiday to the best of our ability. And everyone should certainly be celebrating. The best way to celebrate is invite somebody over to your Seder table. Invite another, invite a friend, invite a relative, invite somebody who has nowhere to be celebrating. Bring them over. Or maybe come join us at the Pesach retreat in Rustenburg. But the point is, make sure you celebrate. It's important that we celebrate our Judaism, not in any way to cower away.
And regarding the Seder, the meal itself, Rabbi, is there anything in particular you'd just like to point out regarding this year's Seder for Pesach this year?
Well, always the Seder is, and you mentioned innovative. The Seder itself, I think, is one of the most innovative events that the Jewish people have introduced to education. You know, as somebody who's done my master's degree a couple of years ago, talking about andragogy, the way adults learn, and pedagogy, the way children learn. The Pesach Seder, from the very beginning, the way we're instructed in the Torah itself, is about engaging the participants. The Torah, the Bible gives us a commandment, you need to tell the story to your children. And how do we do so? We pick the curiosity. From the very beginning to the end of the Seder, everything we do is getting the children involved. Okay. And even if you don't have children at your Seder table, you are, you know, the youth within you, the child within yourself needs to be involved. So to think about every act of the Seder that we do is to engage our minds and our curiosity. So number one is the Seder itself is done in a question-answer format, which is a very good way to engage the mind. Because you're not just spitting out information. You are asking questions, answering questions, which is why we have the four questions during the Seder, and those questions are then answered. We have the four children. The four children present in the Seder is representing four different personalities. I mean, we probably have within ourselves so many different personalities, from the wise, clever child to the mischievous, evil one, to the simple one, to the apathetic one who doesn't even know how to ask any. Everyone's different and unique. And then we have a fifth child that's not mentioned in the Haggadah, and that's the one who's not present. And unfortunately, there are many Jewish people who aren't present. There are people who aren't familiar with the Pesach. Maybe for whatever reason, they're ignorant or they're apathetic, and they're not engaged, they're not involved. And I think a good way to engage this year, particularly since October 7th, while we know that there's still 100-something hostages stuck in Gaza, and we don't know their conditions, whether they're alive or not, what's going on with them. But why don't we remember them by inviting another person to the Seder? Invite another fellow Jew, perhaps for whatever reason, has no plans yet. Maybe there's an elderly person locally who's lonely, who's isolated, who has no family or relatives in South Africa, and invite them to your Seder or wherever in the world you might be. Invite someone over. Make the Seder more meaningful that way by having another person involved. And the question you asked about innovation, I think of so many other things at the center that we do that pique the curiosity. So we mentioned the questions. We say, right when we get home from shul, we get straight to Kiddush. We recline. We dip the karpas, the vegetable, in salt water, which symbolizes the tears of our ancestors. But like we said, every aspect of the Seder is doing something that is reenacting the events of our ancestors. And it's very engaging if you think about it. It's like a 5D experience,
right?
Because we engage our senses, the taste, the smell, the action, the questions, the answers, the involvement. We recline. Why do we recline?
Right.
We do so many things. There are customs people have. You know, the Talmud mentions about people giving out nuts to their kids.
Sure.
I guess 2,000 years ago, it was an exciting thing to give kids nuts.
Indeed.
But maybe today today you can get kosher for Pesach sweets to get the kids.
Indeed.
But incentivize them.
Right.
We hide the afikoman. The kids can take a ransom and ask for a prize.
Right.
This is all about engaging everybody,
right.
Engaging the senses. So it's to begin with an out-of-the-box experience.
Okay. Rabbi, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to leave. We're going to have to leave it there. I wish we could have continued this conversation, but Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us to give us your views and your opinions and insight into how one should conduct themselves as we approach Pesach week after next. Remain innovative, as I mentioned, the words and rituals, and reflect on also what happened as of October the 7th. Rabbi Ari Kivman, owner and senior service director for the Chabad's Goodness and Kindness Center at the Santon Shul.